It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Good morning. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. And you know what? The holidays are now over. We are now in a situation to where we have a new year ahead of us. A lot of things are happening. We've kind of taken a break over the last month. You know, last week is still, you know, as holidays are winding down, you know, the legislative session is just now starting. In a lot of states we have, the battle is engaged. And we're going to start having guests for you that are engaged also. There is a revolution already underway. It's been going on for a long time, and it's starting to hit the streets. What we're going to do is we're going to start engaging this from Freedom's Phoenix, go head-to-head, toe-to-toe. There's going to be messiness. There's going to be arrests. There's going to be court actions. There's going to be, guys in black suits kicking in doors, doing whatever, and we're going to be covering it and hopefully not too much a part of it. We do our best. What I want to share with you today, we're going to have, I tell you who the guest is, as soon as she gets here, Mary Ruart is in town. She spoke this weekend at the ISIL conference, International Society for Individual Liberty. Has been around a long time. It was run by a good friend named Miller. Now, Vince Miller was, the International Society was all over the world. They'd have international conferences in Greece, in South America, in New Zealand, in the Far East. And they would bring together people of like mind. This libertarian philosophy thing is much more pervasive than you think. We are always like the intellectual gorillas. You'll have an entire country that's the most Marxist, authoritarian, communist, fascist, whatever-ist, which is becoming how we're seeing here. And in these countries where no one else will have any kind of a voice for this kind of stuff, you'd have different organizations that would bring together people of like mind in defense of liberty as defined by the United States, I guess. I mean, you know, who else is advocating this? Is it in the Far East? You know, is Japan, China have a culture of this? Even Europe with the ideas of emperors and kings and monarchs and, you know, the ability to rule with the sanction of God. This American experiment is unique, certainly on a large scale, certainly on a large enough scale that you have created an entire superpower based on the ability for individuals to be protected in their quest to keep what they make. That's what made this country so great and rich and a reason to plunder us, which is what's happened. As we have been an example to the world in the past, for battling the evil forces of, we are going to be again. It's coming, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. We can document it. We can resist the order. We can do a lot of things. But the main thing is I need to make sure that you're involved, that you understand what's happening. I just came from the Consumer Electronics Show, and all the goodies there led in one direction. Ooh. We're getting our number. We'll talk about it when we come back. You stay right there.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
To find out more about individual liberty, contact the Freedom Library in Yuma, Arizona at 1-928-726-8050 or email them at info@freedomlibrary.org. Scholarships are available for those interested in studying ideas on liberty. The Freedom Library is located at 2435 South 8th Avenue in Yuma, Arizona. Contact us now for a great breath of freedom or visit us on the World Wide Web at freedomlibrary.org. Welcome to AZ Door Doctor. We are the premier Phoenix area garage door repair and installation company, licensed, bonded, and fully insured for your protection. We've been installing and repairing garage doors for over 20 years in the Phoenix Valley. With three generations of ownership and over 100,000 satisfied customers, our longevity is a testament to the quality of our work. Need help with your garage door? Give us a call, 602-495-1555. That's 602-495-1555. And talk to one of our technicians.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
I'm the lyrical gangster. Dial emergency number. Still living like that.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEA beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. Now, in studio, we have Mary Ruart, Dr. Mary Ruart. Now, Dr. Ruart is, I'll go ahead and kill her mic right now. Yeah, we don't want to get the echo in there while I'm blabbering, you know, because I want to blabber a little bit. This is what we know about Dr. Ruart. She wrote a book in the early 90s called Healing Our World, the other piece of the puzzle. Now, it's been reissued a couple of times since then, and it's been a very popular book for people to understand from, I would say, the more compassionate side of libertarianism. Libertarianism doesn't take a side. It's not, it's a philosophy that, you know, things just work better when you're not economically or socially engineering people with a gun to their forehead. It just doesn't work that way. And the perspective that Mary Ruart has shared with a libertarian and non-libertarian audience is the idea that by advocating for freedom, everyone's interest, including the poor poster child sitting on the gutter in wherever, is better served. By making this argument, it counters the arguments they would say that libertarians aren't compassionate, that we don't care about the homeless, the sick, the injured, the disabled. This is not so. What if every single criteria you would have for taking care of people, there is a philosophy that believes that freedom does every one of those things better, more efficient? We as individuals, as human beings, are better people because of this. Instead of immediately the first thing that when you're in any kind of debates with other philosophies or candidates from other parties, the first solution, we're going to take a government gun, we're going to point it to someone's chest, and we're going to force their treasure from them to redistribute in a way that we see fit. You cannot be a virtuous, moral people and do that. You can't. It doesn't work. Immediately, you already sullied your soul. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk to Mary Ruart about a lot of things today. We're going to spend some time together. But the thing that I wanted to focus on from the beginning is a philosophy from a woman that's been in government. I mean, you know, she's been around inside doing, she was a pharmaceutical research scientist for Upjohn Pharmaceuticals, so she's been inside how the government regulation works in the drug industry. In fact, there was a lobbying effort to put her head of the FDA, make her commissioner, because, I mean, dang, can we have some freedom? I'm dying. Can I have some of that, please? No. And the thing is, I want to make this one final statement. A friend of mine, we were talking just a few weeks ago over the holidays, and we were thinking about all the things that government does, and he made a comment just offhand that just really had a big impact with me. He goes, anything that keeps you alive, the government wants to control. Healthcare, food, drugs, defense. You see my point? Water. Anything that keeps you alive, the government. It's so important that the government should be in control of that. And if that isn't a scary thought. Mary, welcome. What I want you to do is share with the audience why you wrote you've been a libertarian speaker, writer, and activist since early 80s. You even ran for the nomination for president in 84, I think, right?
Yes, I did.
So this you thought it important to have this perspective put out there. Tell me why, and what perspective is it?
Okay. Well, actually, I was a libertarian, as you know, for, 6 or 7 years, and I still felt that I didn't quite understand our foreign policy. I was reading one day out on my porch, and all of a sudden, I had what some people would call revelation. Because what struck me is that our foreign policy always failed. It seemed to backfire every time. And I realized it was because we used bad means to try to get good ends. In other words, we used taxation, regulation. We gave all this foreign aid, which first had to be stolen, basically, from the American citizenry. And then we wondered why it ended up in the hands of dictators, why it actually hurt the very people we were trying to help. And I saw that the ends and means are intimately related, that if we use the bad means, we're going to get bad ends. And with that, everything I knew about liberty was so much more real to me. I mean, it was so much easier to explain. And I wanted to share this because the implications are really staggering. You know, when you understand that bad means only get bad ends, then you don't want to use those means anymore. So I felt that once people understood this, they would no longer turn to government aggression as their means.
You know, there was a good friend of mine. His name's Kent Van Cleve, and he's a PhD student up at Indiana University, I think. And his wife is a pharmacist, so she has a perspective. She's been a big fan of yours for a long time, and they used to be activists that lived here and remain good friends. And they were at the Freedom Summit this year. Sorry, we missed you. We wanted to have Mary Ruart was going to be one of the speakers, but she had a Libertarian National Committee obligation she had to deal with, and that's too bad because she's been a speaker at the Freedom Summit before and always very popular. We're glad you're in town this weekend. She was speaking at the ISIL conference, International Society for Individual Liberty, which is kind of an outreach to the planet. You know, that's better than not. And the one thing that Kent would always make the point of is that libertarianism is not a goal. It's a means to go. It's a method. It's, you know, the goal is freedom. Well, once you attain the freedom, it's not freedom if you're telling people how to exercise it. You know, the goal is left to the individual. Knock yourself out. It's just the means by which you would achieve freedom is what? Let's not put guns to people's foreheads.
Mm-hmm. It's very simple. It's what we learned as children. You know, we learned not to steal from our playmates, not to hit them first, and certainly if we ever hit them, only in self-defense. And we were learned not to break our promises to them. You know, all those things.
And you've seen over these decades a campaign against that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, in the media. I mean, everybody. One of the reasons why in February 2003, when I started. I sold my restaurant and I started doing radio. There was support, sponsorship, and so on to get me on the air because there was no libertarian voice out there, certainly not in a morning show, 5 days a week, major media market kind of thing. They go, before we go into war, before we go to Iraq, we need to have somebody other than a Republican, Democrat, or the media telling everybody what libertarianism is. Mm-hmm. So with the internet and so on like that, we had a chance now to inject this, and certainly with Dr. Paul's Lovelution, you know, all of a sudden they're going, well, these libertarians aren't as crazy as we thought.
That's right.
But there was a campaign, and it was, and you were part of this back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and in this last decade, that you've seen this drumbeat against this philosophy. Where do you think it comes from?
Well, I think people have been deceived because the government tells us that liberty is a great idea, but it just doesn't work in the real world to help the poor or the environment. I think that's where we as libertarians may have fallen down on the job. You know, we've talked about our philosophy and how it's right, and people resonate with that. They always agree that our philosophy is right, but they've been deceived by this idea that it doesn't work in the real world. And that's part of the reason I wrote Healing Our World. I have over 1,000 real life examples of how liberty works in just about every situation you can imagine. It's actually been tried in the real world somewhere at some time and been shown to be the best way.
Well, the best way for individuals.
Yes.
But that's never what they're about.
No, you see that the people who are trying to deceive want power and money. In fact, I had a chance to talk to a gentleman who was involved in that. And I asked him, because he seemed unhappy, and that's where I was really going with this. I asked him, what do you want in your life? And he said, power and money. He already had that, of course. He was on the cover of Newsweek. He was one of the spin masters that helped the American people become deceived. And so I asked him, you know, what is it that you think would make you happy? And I never understood his answer for several years. What he said was, you know, I think I'm not happy because I don't feel connected to humankind, and I think I need that to feel happy. And how can you feel connected to somebody you're deceiving?
With
you
a leash? I
mean, yeah, you can't.
You're connected. I got a hook on your collar. I mean,
yeah.
What's he thinking?
Well, obviously, that's not the kind of connection he was thinking. He was thinking of that heartfelt connection that you and I feel,
yeah.
Right? Because we're connected. Yes, love, just like in the revolution slogan. I love it. So he missed that point. And so by trying to get his happiness through exploiting others, the fact that he first could even conceive of them as separate enough to exploit them already had destroyed his chance at happiness. And And this is an important point, Ernie, because I think this is why there's hope.
Hold this, because I know you're going to get into some goodie, and you're going to rush in and cut you here in a second. So
okay.
We'll just hold it until after the break. You want, remember here, where's a piece of paper? Write down what you're going to say, because you always forget, you know? So when we come back, we're going to get the great epiphany, the great revelation that Mary will bestow upon us. You stay right there. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock from Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home, guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
There will be
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna write my own song. Give love a chance. You know what the heck? Let's do that. And that's what Mary Ruard is advocating. Let's give love a chance. Because if you can't come in with the idea that you wanted everyone that you're dealing with, you just want to, you know, allow them to be free and just love them. And you can't love some people more than others, because then you're trying to use that rationalization to justify forcing something from one people to give to who you want. I love them more. I love them so much more that I'm going to, you know, be perceived as I hate these people. You know, whether you do or not. No. I don't hate you. I just want your money. You know, so to exploit people like that, you know, it's just it's bad. It makes you bad. It's like torture. You know, how much are you damaging the person that you're torturing? Well, I mean, you know, I'm sure they'll tell you. But you don't really take into account how much damage it does the torturer. And that's what we don't take into account. And that's what Mary has taken into account. how much damage are we doing ourselves? Well, you talked to a gentleman that was damaging himself, you know. What was the revelation you got from that?
Well, he basically told me that this was a spinmeister, of course, who was deceiving the American people about what these policies would actually do. And he felt that he couldn't be happy because he didn't feel connected to humankind. Well, you can't feel connected to the people you're deceiving, because to deceive them, you first have to create a separation between yourself and them. And I think that what people do is they go after these things thinking that it'll make them happy. But when they realize that by using aggression, they've already thrown away their chance at happiness because they've thrown away that possibility of connectedness, I think the aggression will stop, because it's in everyone's best self-interest to grant freedom to the other.
You know, but you and I both know, man, there's, you know, the argument the other side will make. There's some evil people in the world, and we need to be able to, stop them. And what they're really saying is, we're evil, and we don't want the other people to be in charge of our, you know, our shiny badge that we have over the evil to do evil, because if we don't do the evil, they'll do the evil and beat us to it. I mean, you know, it's that kind of mentality.
Right. You know, even when we're having to defend ourselves, I think we can take a very different attitude than we normally think about. Certainly, if you're in a situation where somebody's breaking into your house and you're having to defend your family, you might actually have to shoot someone, or maybe, you know, hit them with a baseball bat or something. But there's a difference between hitting them just for the purpose of self-defense and then hitting them with hate. Because you're hitting them with hate, you'll keep going long after the threat is over. And that's a very destructive way to think, I think, for an individual.
You know, it's a wrath, one of the deadly sins.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it, Ernie.
Well, there's a reason why it is, because it's not, you go primal. It's not an intellectual decision. And it puts so much more into it, and you start going past what we would perceive as justice.
Yes.
And justice is so important to a libertarian. And the thing is, they'll go, no, we need justice and vengeance and, you know, and this, especially Islam. I mean, you're talking to a lot of people that are certainly generally older generation that's been indoctrinated into the concept of nationalism, patriotism. You wrap it in red, white, and blue flag, and it can do no wrong. And if somebody is burning the flag over somewhere else because we're occupying them, well, we don't care why you're doing it. You know, you're just doing it. So we're going to have to, you know, nuke you till you glow and shoot you in the dark because you burned American flag, because we're America, MK, America.
Yes, that's right. And, of course, we don't distinguish between the individuals who actually did the act and the country itself. I mean, that's why we went to war. That's why we sent troops to Afghanistan and Iraq. And we ended up killing more innocent people than were killed over here by the terrorists. So
now,
it doesn't make any sense.
Is that, and that's one thing, as we intellectually examine what's happened over the last decade, because we've been in Iraq for, what's it, 7-8 years?
Well,
7 years, I guess, about. It was mid-'03, so what are we looking at? We're, you know, almost coming up on 7 years. How long were we in Vietnam? I mean, this is getting really, this is a forever war. And one thing, Butler Schaefer, now a good friend of ours, is another libertarian writer, Lou Rockwell a lot, and he writes his own books and so on. He's a law professor. And he made a really good point. He goes, whenever you had the 100-year war or the 7-day war or the 20-year war, they named those wars after they were over. This one, they're calling it, I remember when Bush and them were going, it's a 20-year war against terrorism. And I'm like, wow, you already had it mapped out? I mean, you actually had a timeline, you know, how long we're going to be fighting. Because these wars are not meant to be won. They're meant to be fought. And that's what we're setting ourselves up for. War, health of the state. The greatest counter to that I think the bad guys did not anticipate, and they never do. They just don't even think this way. They did not anticipate an entire planetary, and certainly a United States movement, behind a love-illusion. Mm-hmm. It just never occurred to them. You know, and a lot of people, even activists inside the Libertarian Party and so on, have been screaming for something like this to happen, but they never knew how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you know, we got it. And then all of a sudden, it blew up in front of them immediately after they stripped the freedom, love, and platform of the Libertarian Party in 06. Immediately after that, here comes a Republican that just took the banner and said, okay, I'll take it, and went off with it. And now we have an opportunity, an educated youth, country, planet, that understands the concept of non-aggression from the perspective of a 73-year-old congressman that's Republican. Well, he ran as a libertarian for president. But I'm telling you, now is the time for us to take advantage of this awakening, at least to understand the definition of certain words. What will happen? What will happen? Well, I tell you what, it's going to happen whether you want it to or not. So understanding it's going to help. We'll help you understand it more when we come back with Mary Ruart in just a little bit here on Declare Your Independence.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In need of printing? Call idcprint.com. From paper printings to signs and banners or decorated apparel, idcprint.com has got you covered. With low prices, excellent customer service, and easy online ordering, idcprint.com will help you convey your message in high-quality color printing. Our printing is eco-friendly, too. When it needs to be printed, call idcprint.com. That's idcprint.com. During this time in your life, you may be thinking about your future and your retirement dreams. Purchasing a fixed annuity may help to make your future years more financially secure, and we at Great American Financial Resources Incorporated understand how important long-term security is to your retirement. Contact Tim Gustafson at Great American Senior Benefits. Call 1-877-700-2410. A licensed agent will contact you. That's 1-877-700-2410.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, rock and roll and whatnot here on declare your independence. You know, these are, you know, that's kind of music back when Mary Ruart was head banging. You know, that's right. You know, she's been in this movement for a long time. You know, we stop and we go to the restroom, and in our expansion area next to us, we have a lot of room here, and we're over there, and there's like, I don't know, 7 to 8 sheets of plywood put together. They're doing another Ron Paul for President 2012 sign. Now, I don't know who's doing that, but you know, I never know anything around here. I come in and there's just all kinds of stuff going on. But I'm pretty sure I know where it's going to go. We're doing a bunch of signs like we did when we did the Stuckey's that was out in the middle of the desert between Las Vegas and Los Angeles, and these big billboards that were like 19 sheets of plywood. Well, what we did is we came up with a technique by which we can project the image on the wall and take sections of 4x8 plywood, and you just go ahead and do that section, you trace it out, and then you just paint by numbers, and you can do as complex as you want, and how many people you got sitting around filling in numbers with paintbrushes. You know, they're just big paintbrushes. So what happens is we're doing this because there's a gentleman that is the videographer for the Arizona Breakfast Club that we have the first Saturday of each month, and he owns a farm up in Cottonwood, a small community up in northern Arizona, and he has a barn that's visible from the road or the highway there. And he said, you know what? The side of this barn is yours. So they put up the runners, you know, the 2x4. We can just screw these in. So we're creating a bunch of different signs that are 7-8 sheets of plywood. And we just screw them in up there, zip, 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 come down, have backside, flip it over, do another set. And we go up and we just, you know, every week or two, we'd just be changing the signs. So this is the kind of stuff that just spontaneously, you know, out of chaos, just starts happening and gearing up to this. We got a picture of Dr. Paul wearing a hat on backwards that said Ron Paul 2012. What he didn't know is that he was standing right in front of a French glass door, got the reflection that we put, you know, had in there, the hat. He was putting on backwards, and he goes, yeah, I know if I wear this frontwards, I'm just, somebody takes a picture of me having this hat on, it's like an announcement for 2012. So I'll put it on backwards. Well, there's glass behind him. And we're like, gotcha! So that'll start spreading all over the planet. And I got the impression of him being here in for the Freedom Summit in the beginning of December, that the likelihood that he may run for president in 2012 is much more than I anticipated. So I think that may happen. But, you know, will he get to the general? And what is the mission? You know, he's always said, you know, I'm just a messenger. You know, there's a message here. We got to have a message. What message is that? Well, it's this libertarian thing. So we having a strong, vibrant, supportive libertarian party philosophy that is supported by the Libertarian Party, its namesake, because you got to keep in mind, libertarianism is not a side effect of the party. It's the other way around. The party is a side effect of the philosophy. And who you are and what your label's after and whatever, I couldn't possibly care less. It is a mission for people to understand the best way to live is in freedom. That is what this country was founded on. That's why people left all these other monarchs and empires and emperors and all this stuff to come here to get away from that. Well, of course, they followed us, you know, in the form of banks, you know, is one way. But the thing is that understanding this philosophy on a wide scale has got a big, giant head start. Mary Ruart ran for president in 08, and I got my suspicions of why you did that and the effect of it, but I'd like to get your, you know, what prompted you? You got a Congressman Bob Barr. He was the chosen one. They already decided a long time before they're gonna bring, you know, the ex-CIA congressman kind of Patriot Act voting guy, and he's, you know, I've seen the light, and it's libertarian, yeah, pinky swear, and he's gonna run for the nomination along, and then eventually here comes Wayne Allen Root, same kind of thing, you know, this neocon kind of, you know, war's good if, and I'm wondering, in that mess, you made the decision that you were going to oppose them. Why?
Well, I had a number of people coming to me and saying, we really don't have any good candidates. You know, we don't have a strong libertarian candidate here running for president. And we did have a wide field of people from different viewpoints, really. Senator Gravel, for example, came from a whole different viewpoint.
Christine Smith, and yes, we had some other. There was a total of what, 6, 7 candidates?
Oh, I think it was more than that. I think it was 12 or 13.
Wow, yeah, it started
quite
well.
Quite a lineup. So anyhow, I heard this for a while, and I actually went to the California convention in February, and I saw the candidates in action, and Well, I finally...
You're underwhelmed.
Yes, I finally realized that if we were going to have the kind of candidate that I would like to support for president, that it might have to be me. And so I called together the people that I trusted to help me with that, among them Lee Wrights for my campaign manager, Jeff Neal for my treasurer, and we got the ball rolling.
You know, and a lot of people were happy. One thing that's of interest, though, is at the same time, you're a big supporter of Dr. Paul.
Yes, yes. Well, actually, and that was part of it. I was hoping, of course, that he'd get the Republican nomination. But by the time I declared, which was, I think, in April, early April, he had already, it was already pretty clear he wasn't going to get the Republican nomination. But I thought that one way that we could coordinate the freedom movement was to have a candidate for the Libertarian Party, a presidential nominee, who would look favorably on Dr. Paul. I mean, a lot of the things that he supports are things that I've supported, and he's supported me in the past by endorsing me, really, for the FDA commissioner, for example, giving me a favorable endorsement for my book. And I felt that I could talk about some of the wonderful things he did as well, even as a Libertarian presidential nominee, and bring the movement together.
The movement.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not for building the party? I mean, isn't the party the movement?
The movement is so broad. The Libertarian Party has traditionally been the entry point for many, many people. And then they, if they are not into working in the political realm, they might go to a libertarian think tank or something like that. But they're in the movement. And the movement's very broad. I think the party's just the tip of the iceberg. There are many, many, I would venture to say at this point, hundreds of libertarian think tanks that are doing wonderful research and getting the word out. And because they are not associated with a particular party, even though many people know that they're libertarian in philosophy, they can
A lot of people see, as opposed to tip of the iceberg, bottom of the barrel. I mean, you know, it's, you know, the Libertarian Party is the weakest link in this libertarian movement. And the reason I say that is that when it comes down to it, because you're always going to come directly face to face with the man. You know, that is going to happen. Wherever you're making the most effect, that's where they're coming at you. And if we, as a party, as a movement, if we're not engaged in that, if we're not advocating for the activists that are in this battle, if they're not getting support, if they're not, you know, at least we have a resource for them, then why are they associated with the LP? What, you know, I'm out here on the front lines, and where are they at? Oh, no, we don't associate with the radical types. Well, who the heck do you think is going to be on the front line of this thing?
Well, I think you've brought up a very good point, Ernie, because one of the things that, for example, Wayne Allyn Root always says is mainstream America isn't going to vote for us if we, say, end the drug war. Well, the thing is, mainstream America is probably not going to vote for us. They're going to vote Republican or Democrat. What we're looking for are those voters who are dissatisfied with both their choices. And, of course, Dr. Paul was very instrumental in activating people who had never voted before. I mean, they said they had the signs of, you know, Dr. Paul's cured my political apathy. and that's really what we need to do. And he went out there and said a very radical message. And people loved it and embraced it. And finally, after all these years, you know, back when I started running, we were the only people talking about ending the income tax, the only people talking about ending the prohibition of drug war. And, of course, we got a lot of flack for it, but we paved the way so that when Dr. Paul now can come and say that.
He's the moderate.
Yes. Well, he's not necessarily a moderate, but, you know.
Not seen as fringe.
It's become mainstream to talk about ending the income tax and ending the drug war.
You know, the Federal Reserve was never a political issue before.
That's right.
And it's at the root of so much of this stuff.
Yes, and I was so glad that Dr. Paul was able to bring that to the attention of the American public. That's something we've been talking about, the Libertarian Party, too. And now our radical message has become something that the American people are embracing. This is the time for us to continue to be radical and to take credit for the discussions that are going on now. And I wish we were, as a party, more coordinated and understanding of our successes there.
You know, and that's one thing I wanted to we can discuss, because you and I have been at, you know, different ends of this. I mean, you were on the Libertarian National Committee for, you know, ever, you know, now off and on since the 80s. And you are now, too, right?
Yes, that's right.
So the thing is that we're looking at, Arizona was always seen as them damn radicals. I mean, Arizona, even by libertarian standards, they're like, dang, man, them Arizona guys, they just. So what happens is now we're getting to where all of a sudden this type of style of activism doesn't seem as radical anymore. It's kind of, you know, this is the only way that we're able to penetrate and do this. But there was a misunderstanding that Arizona was, you know, just because you're not in control doesn't mean that you're totally out of control. You're just not in control. Everybody wants somebody on the same page as a mission towards fill in the blank. And what if your mission is just to be left alone? There are those that just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. And if you advocate for that, you know, people do it on their own. And the Levolution was such a neon flashing crystal example of what can happen if you just leave people alone to express their desire to be left alone.
That's the market at work. And this is something I feel that as a Libertarian Party, we've sort of succumbed to temptation somewhat. You know, the temptation always was if we became a political party and acted by the rules set by the other side, yes, that we would become like them, that we would fall into their pattern. And to some extent, I hate to say it, but I think we have done that to some extent in the Libertarian Party. And I believe that this next election in 2012 will be critical. I even think the convention in 2010 will be critical because there is really a division in the party among people who believe that they need to control the party, which, of course, is just opposite of our philosophy, and that we need to tone down our message, that we need to, we need to go for people who are well-heeled financially. And yet our constituency is the poor. I mean, Freedom's constituency has always been the poor because the people who benefit most are the poor. The regulations put the poor out of business. For the rich, they simply, you know, pay for the cost of the regulations and they go on.
And they get the privilege of being at the tip of the top of the regulation. It limits competition and all this other stuff.
Exactly.
You know, the thing is that, and that has been the rhetoric. And that was, you know, the belief. It was kind of like standard that, you know, that's exactly what we need to appeal to those that have the money because one billionaire could, you know, run the party. And I'm like, well, yeah, then you'd have one billionaire running the party.
Yeah,
yay.
Yeah.
You know, so my thing has always been, and people that take the same bent on this that I do, is that there are wealthy, very intelligent people that understand the benefits of freedom. In fact, they, in the life choices that they've made, oftentimes are wealthy because of the freedom choices they and just understanding the truth. So we have one logo, Levolution logo that have, we know the truth. What happens if you know the truth about what stocks to sell short? What happens when you know commercial real estate is going to take a dump that will, you know, everybody's going to feel it, okay? What happens when you know that this real estate bubble is not done popping, okay? What happens when you know what's going to happen with precious metals? What happens when you know what government's going to do with the inflation of the dollar? What happens when you know these things? Can you benefit from them? Can you gain some wealth? Yes. And then what? You know, it's like you're saying, you have these people that are so involved in trying to control everybody. They've lost their touch with humanity and they are unhappy. There are many wealthy individuals that are very satisfied and much happier because they advocate for the freedom of everybody, even the poor. And these people are out there. And the Libertarian Party has operated in such a way that they've lost faith. In that they've lost faith in the message. They've lost faith that there are people, human beings out there that with lots of money that are begging for somebody to give it to. Well, they did. It was Dr. Paul to the tune of $30, $40, $50 million that we know of. It was hundreds of millions of dollars outside of that. There was individual effort and money that was into this thing. I know, you know, we were there on the front lines of this, saw it happen. And if you want to get a good, just a bead on, just a superficial kind of look on what was going on, what do? You go and you watch the movie For Liberty. how the Ron Paul Revolution watered the withered tree of liberty. And just to give you an idea, an inkling of what is sitting there waiting, what I've been screaming at to the party for years, and no matter how much you show it, no matter how much you demonstrate it, no matter how much you prove the concept, they don't care. Because there are certain people just like that gravitate towards shiny badges of power, that they are the same character as the ones in the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, in Washington, lobbyists. It's all about power and control. And there is an opportunity in 2010 that, you know, Mary represented a lot of these people in the 08 convention, that there is a desire to take this thing back. For what reason? I mean, it's so we can have a big, giant Libertarian Party? No. So that the Libertarian Party can be the nexus that it used to be, that people always came there. And there's a joke inside the party. It goes, what's the difference between a Libertarian and an anarchist? About 6 or 7 years, if you're paying attention. And the reason is because you go through about 3 election cycles and you start going, I get it. You know, now this politics. Well, we're activists. In fact, the party was created to be that, to bring forth these ideas, exactly what's happened in 08. They can do it again. And that's what would make them an enormous threat. When we come back, we're going to have Mary Woodart tell us about some of the large threats that the Libertarian Party has been to the man, because there's been a lot of successes over the years done on local level, individual activists from the national party. She's been intimately involved in all of this stuff for many years, decades now. Decades, she's still good looking too. You know, the thing is that, you know, we need to hear about the successes and what made him successful. I can think of a lot of them. It always comes down to an individual. You can be that individual. Are you the one? We'll find out when we come back here and declare your independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, and Mary Ruart in just a little bit.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialists at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Oh, and the man be coming around, you know that. Here and declare your independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, the man's always right around the corner. Yeah, we had some incidences this weekend at the Cardinals playoff game. Thomas was out there getting arrested. He's always getting, you know, we'll talk about that later, but we got him out. You know, late at night, 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, okay, you're out. And just, you know, because they can. And the thing, and the International Society for Individual Liberty has elected Mary Ruart as, you know, the head Grand Pure Wizard Poobah of something. What? Tell us what's going on there.
Well, we had a reorganization because, of course, one of the founders, Vince Miller, died about a year and a half ago, and it put an incredible burden on Jim Elwood, who was his partner in this. And so the board has stepped forward to take some of that burden off Jim, who will continue as our executive director. I am now chairman of the board. Ken Schoolen, the author of Jonathan Gullible,
which will be on the afternoon show today.
Yes, acting president, and we've got Joe Cobb, who's our secretary, treasurer, COO. And we've got, of course, a number of other board members who will be stepping up to the plate. So we're really going to try a team approach this time, and I think it's going to work very well. Vince and Jim, of course, were a great team. But, again, in light of his death and, you know, with the addition of Laissez-Faire Books to ISIL, we've got a lot of things to do.
You know, ISIL started when? 70s or something?
Yes, it's. I heard it was over 30 years old. And, you know, it started as the merger between Students for Individual Liberty and Libertarian International.
Yeah, so it's got some history.
It does have some history. And we're just delighted because we've had, for example, Mary Lou Gutcher, who has been helpful in the past in helping us do the international conventions, has stepped forward to go ahead and start that again. And we've got Jim Perrin, who's had the winter retreat this week and will continue to have that. We've just got a lot of support. The people who came to the conference were incredibly generous to ISIL, and we just feel we've turned the corner and really, really are just having a whole new reincarnation here.
Well, that's good. And I've always liked Vince. He and I got along well. And I remember, you know, the first time I actually got to meet him was when Spaceship One had their first civilian astronaut in space. He came out with his camera to a bunch of activists, went out the Mojave Desert out there, and he joined us. And there was another ISIL member that flew in from London just to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is, you know, so Vince has always been, and whenever, like, my daughter went to Europe for a class thing one time, I'm going, all right, these are the countries she's going to be in. Give me the libertarian contact name in all these countries, so when something happens, we got a phone number. And Vince always took care of me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to see that his legacy continues. And I need to talk, when we come back in the next hour, I really wanted to focus on a lot of the successes that a lot of people don't know. If it was not for this philosophy being advocated, if there weren't, you know, it's always that one individual, that one candidate, you know, that one state, that one group that, you know, had there was some sense of injustice that would, you know, propel an issue forward that would free the mind of the public just a little bit more, which is what this is all about. Because the rest of this stuff is just a side effect. Vote totals, side effect. Policy changes, side effect. How many people are in the public school system or homeschool? You know, that's a side effect of an understanding that individuals have. By targeting on that understanding, that change in that culture, all the stuff that we are looking to do just happens. It's a side effect. When we come back, you know, it's a short segment here. We got another short one. When we come back, Mary will start to share some of these side effects from what actions, because a lot of these things are going on again right now. And we understand what the opposition is, what they will do to try and stop the evolution of our culture into a freedom-oriented libertarian, we win, people on top concept. Country. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new